You hear a presentation on asbestos by a respiratory physician called Dr. Bill Musk. You now have 90 seconds to read questions 1 to 6.
Hello, my name is Bill Musk. I'm a respiratory physician at the Princess Alexandra Hospital, and I'm going to talk to you today about a substance and some diseases that, when mentioned, often strike fear into people. The substance is asbestos. I'll get to the diseases it causes later. Asbestos is a naturally occurring mineral rock that was mined in Australia from the 1940s to the late 1980s and used in a variety of materials and products because it was considered resistant to fire, moisture, chemicals, and heat. It was also widely used as an insulation material. One of the other main features that made asbestos a desired resource for many companies, not only in Australia but in many other parts of the world, was that it was also relatively cheap to mine and process. Unfortunately, however, asbestos turned out to be a highly toxic, insidious and environmentally persistent material that has killed thousands of Australians and will kill thousands more in this century. In fact, Australia and the UK have the highest rates of asbestos-related death in the world. Because asbestos was used so widely in the building industry, people can be exposed to it in their workplace, their communities, or in their homes. If products containing asbestos are disturbed, tiny asbestos fibres, so thin they can be invisible to the unaided eye, are released into the air. When asbestos fibres are breathed in, they can get trapped in a person's lungs and remain there for a long time. Over time, these fibres can accumulate and cause scarring and inflammation. As a result, breathing can be affected, which leads to serious health problems, including a number of respiratory diseases such as lung cancer, asbestosis, pleural plaques, benign pleural effusion, and malignant mesothelioma. Although exposure is now strictly regulated, a national ban on asbestos came into effect in Australia on the 31st of December 2003, patients continue to present with these diseases because of the long interval between exposure to asbestos and the clinical appearance of disease. Research has shown that an individual's specific risk factors, such as whether or not they are a smoker or if they present with a pre-existing lung condition, can determine how asbestos exposure affects them. Other factors include how much asbestos they were exposed to, how long they were exposed for, the size, shape, and chemical makeup of the asbestos fibres, as well as the source of the exposure. Presenting signs and symptoms tend to be non-specific, so occupational history helps guide clinical suspicion. People particularly at risk are those who have worked in the mining of asbestos or in jobs including shipbuilders, insulation workers, fitters, carpenters, and electricians. Immediate family members of workers are also at risk due to washing clothes that may have been contaminated with asbestos fibres, even though the amount of exposure is very small. Because exposure to cigarette smoke increases the risk of developing lung cancer in patients with a history of asbestos exposure, smoking cessation is essential. Patients with asbestosis or lung cancer should also receive influenza and pneumococcal vaccinations. According to a recent US study, the three most common asbestos-related lung diseases are asbestosis, lung cancer, and mesothelioma. And I will now briefly outline their symptoms, prevalence, and treatment. People with asbestosis often have symptoms such as difficulty breathing and dry cough, and it affects approximately 200,000 patients with 2,000 deaths annually. Lung cancer commonly includes symptoms such as chest pain, coughing up blood, weight loss, difficulty in breathing, and fatigue. Estimates are that between 2,000 and 3,000 people die in the US each year from asbestos-related exposure. Mesothelioma sufferers display similar symptoms to lung cancer patients, and the condition is responsible for 2,000 deaths annually, with the incident and mortality rate the same. The condition is incurable, so the main treatment involves palliative care. Patients with significant exposure to asbestos and with symptoms of shortness of breath should have chest radiography and spirometry. The prognosis is dependent on the specific disease type. Asbestosis generally progresses slowly, whereas patients with malignant mesothelioma have an extremely poor prognosis. The treatment of patients with asbestos exposure and lung cancer is identical to that of any patient with any other form of lung cancer. Research is continuing for a variety of other asbestosis treatments, such as vaccine therapy and other immune therapies. It is hoped that some of the newer biological agents may also have some effect.